The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Many will be hindered by unrealistic expectations that they place upon their own shoulders, asking themselves questions like, why haven't I achieved this by now? Why don't I own a car? Why don't I own a house or an apartment? I've always dreamt of doing this and I haven't done it. This, of course, can have a number of negative implications for anybody. To talk about this, we are joined by clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast, Stephanie Regan. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, there are normal things that we expect to achieve and get through them. You know, we're all going to do the junior cert, we're going to do the leaving cert, we'll go to college, we may not be going for the course we really wanted, but we're going to college. And we can tick those off.
Yes. I think the point about milestones is we have a kind of, they're like an internalized blueprint, aren't they? A kind of a checkpoint that we all have for, you know, different phases in life. And nobody actually tells them to you. Nobody says this is what you should be doing. But people sort of absorb it, if you like, from their peers because they notice this is what happens now. This is what's the next step. And I hear a lot of angst around it. That's why I mentioned it and why I thought it was worth giving it a little airing. I would hear it at points around particularly relationships, you know, people feeling now is the time when they should be maybe married. Now is the time they should be having children. Now is the time, obviously, then later in life, they struggle if there are no grandchildren. So there's many, you know, milestones at different phases that affect people.
But when people are, you know, settling down and it's happening later than it used to, you know, I would imagine that my mother had all her children in her 20s. Question of having children in their 30s. But, you know, people will be in a particular age cohort and they'll say, oh, Joanna has just got engaged or Emma's just got married or so-and-so's pregnant. And none of these things have happened to me yet. Do you know?
Yes. And so it's very, you know, it does bring a stress for people if they feel that in some way it's quite, you know, rigid. Because the truth is in life, we're all on a journey and we all have a slightly different timing. Now, I have to say as a therapist, because I obviously work with people in that kind of intimate way, I can see that people who have lots of difficulties, their timing, you know, difficulties, say, in early years, challenges, you know, maybe difficulties with parents, maybe difficulties, maybe a trauma happened, maybe a loss happened. Or maybe they had challenges in school or whatever. And so these things do change the timing of you. Like you just mentioned there that many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, children and marriage, you know, the average age was much more in the 20s. Now the average age is more like 36. So, you know, and for women, 32 for women, 34 for men, and having children more, you know, 2 years later. It's quite interesting. So many things from the outside shift our milestones. The problem is our expectations. We have to watch that. We have to watch what we expect for ourselves and realize that there are many things that change that for your 20s, for your 30s. Getting a house has become a much greater difficulty now. And yet some people are reaching that milestone, which makes it kind of difficult for others. So I think we have to be just a little kinder about it and maybe shake it out a little bit so that people don't feel these things are set in stone and that you're absolutely behind because you are not.
But it is difficult. And, you know, when people actually do manage to get on the property market, on the property ladder, and they manage to get that little red-bricked house down, you know, a seedy lane, but it's their little red-bricked house down a seedy lane and they're going to refurb it and restore it. And then someone else is buying a brand new spanking A-rated house somewhere else and they're contemporaries.
Well, that's comparison. And we see this a lot, you know, in life and in this world of social media. The whole comparison issue is quite a big issue for people. And it's like we all become more mature as life goes on. And I would always encourage young adults, and if we're, you know, parents of young adults, I think to recognize that fact that everybody is shining up the best version of their own life and showing it to you. But remember, everybody has something to carry. Everybody has something to work through. And be careful about comparing yourself, because I had actually a saying that was often said to me was, never worry because you will meet them on the way back. And I think it's quite useful that, you know, there's ups and downs in life. People may go fast at the beginning and get to these milestones early, but they also may realize they got there too early and return. So be kind to yourself about them. I think that's my point there.
Yeah, but the green-eyed monster is alive and well.
Well, yes, but it's to be, it's not to be encouraged, is it? And I think that's probably the point about that. I think if I can say just one or two, you know, positive things around the milestones, because I think that's important. You know, they can be kind of motivators. And we know when younger, you know, anybody who's been a parent of younger people that, you know, we often do need things to guide them besides ourselves and to motivate them and to push them a little bit, you know, to move the sort of compass into the right direction. And peers can do that. And this expectation of reaching milestones can do that. So it is very useful at one level. It gives kind of a direction and structure and motivates them forward. And it also can give them a feeling of kind of moving, you know, making progress in life. So that's important. But if they put a pressure on themselves and if they become anxious about them and think everybody else is ahead and I'm behind, that's when it really becomes a problem. And also when people, and I'm sure you've seen this, and I certainly have seen it, where people become tunnel visioned about it and they decide, that's where I'm heading, that's what I'm getting. They then really, they kind of lock on, if you like, to achieving one thing, and that may be a relationship, that may be children, but it can in many ways be steering a person in the wrong direction, and they can be missing a certain other opportunity that might have been more appropriate for them. So I know that seems simple in some ways, but I've seen that happen quite a bit, where people get locked on to the next milestone, and then they kind of steer away from things that would be better for them.
And then you've got people who, the fear of me missing out. For example, you've got someone who settles maybe a little bit early in their 20s, and they're looking at their contemporaries who are journeying across to Australia and China and Vietnam, or, you know, climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, whatever they want to do. And they seem to be having the best life imaginable. And meantime, they're living in wherever it is, Tasmania or Brisbane, and they're harking back and they're hearing all about their contemporaries having babies and their fear of missing out on that while they're having the so-called good time in Tasmania. So be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for. And I think also just that thing of remembering that life is your own journey. You know, you're the master of your own ship, if you like, and you have to determine your own kind of timing in that way. And I know you're not in total control of it, but you are in a certain amount of control of it. I've always felt a certain happiness with, you know, being able to do things in my own time at my own pace, even though, you know, as you would say earlier, there was a kind of an early tendency to settle down early, in certainly in my younger years. I didn't really settle down until I was more like 28, 30, which seemed like late in those days. But actually, I really value that timing. And I think that's what I encourage people to do, you know, to understand that your journey actually has advantages for you. It may not be right for that person, but it is the right thing for you. And the other really important, I think, piece of advice around this is that we all make the best decisions at the point in time in life. In other words, different people are more mature at different points. They are able to make those decisions at that point. And maybe for you, you just weren't ready. So it's about seeing the positive in it and sensing the control and the choice factor in it. And that's what I try and really, I suppose, encourage and inculcate in people when I'm working with them.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.